Look, when Jesus comes, they'd expect the Messiah to come down the golden quarters, a full-grown man with a rod of iron in his hand, driving chariots and angels all around him, great big flowery things, and would come down and take over and boost Rome out and consume the whole thing and give the kingdom over to Israel. What did he come? A baby. Jehovah baby. Born in a manger over a manure pile. Right. It's exactly the stink of a stable. He came down. No place he ever went to school or ever entered school. Nowhere at all. Went about doing miracles and signs, and the people condemned him when he come to be baptized down the Jordan, just an ordinary man walking along the side of the street or side of the road, come down into the wilderness to be baptized by this old bearded minister down there. See, God works his own ways, and people, you got to humble yourself. You know, great bright things is what blinds the eyes of people. Eve was looking for a new light. She got it. The Bible said in the last days that the devils would be turn themselves into ministers of light. Look at the very first sin was ever performed was Satan wanted a greater and a brighter kingdom, a great thing, and went over to the north and set his own kingdom up to outshine Michael. It's always those bright things. We're not monkeys. Monkeys reach after bright things. Let's be men and women. Sensible. Sit down, look at the gospel, see what it says, and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You'll never be able to know God until the Holy Spirit comes into you. Exactly. The Bible said that no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, you don't know that He's the Christ yet. Remember that. You're only walking towards that light. You can say, my pastor said so. That's true. My Bible said so. That's true. My mother said so. That's true. My church believes it's the Holy Ghost. That's true. But what about you? As an individual, you don't know until you've received it. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, then you are a witness that He's alive forevermore. Now, the Holy Ghost is within you. Now and then you watch Him as He works. If the life of Christ is in you, it'll produce His life in you.